The following program is a paid feature of WVRC Media. Welcome to the Turn to the Expert Show with Advanced Heating and Cooling, the show that is always keeping you and your home one step ahead. Brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling, the area's only factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced. Now, the Turn to the Expert Show with your co-hosts Dave Seaman, Josh Heinerman, and WAJR's Kyle Wiggs.
And good Wednesday morning and welcome to Turn to the Experts. Josh is here. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are
Thanks you for coming in.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
And it's a special day around the office, right?
Yeah, today's a very special day. Today is Administrative Professionals Days, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Renee and Donna and Nicole in our front office in Morgantown. They do an absolutely incredible job, and so thank you for that. And then also to Sarah and April up in our Oakland office. We could not do what we do without you guys. Your compassion and the way that you care for customers is second to none, and you guys do it day in and day out. So thank you. I really appreciate you guys.
All right, so when you call Advanced Heating and Cooling, 304-598-9030, who's the first voice you're going to hear?
So the first voice you're going to hear is Miss Donna. She's one of the sweetest people you'll ever talk to, and I can promise you she will bend over backwards to get your sister, to get you taken care of and get you on the schedule. Donna has a huge heart. She really cares for our customers.
Okay. Now that's the Morgantown number. What's the Maryland number?
The Maryland number is 301-857-9030. You can actually text into that number as well too. So for all of our Maryland customers, they're going to want to talk to that number.
Okay. 301-857-9030 mm-hmm. for the Maryland location, 598-9030 for the Morgantown location of Advanced Heating and Cooling. Well, overheard a conversation recently, last week as a matter of fact, and it was someone who's lived here for a long time talking with someone who's just moved here, and the person who's lived here for a long time asked the person who just moved here, have you ever been in a place where you had to use your heater and your air conditioning in the same day? That's what we've had, right? The last
Absolutely.
Couple of weeks.
This past couple of weeks has been crazy. If you see our service vans driving down the road and it looks like the rear end sagging, it's because they're loaded to the hilt with air conditioning parts and heating parts. This is that weird transitional time of the year to where we have to really stock up on everything. And yeah, like you said, we'll run no heat calls all morning, and then this afternoon we'll be running no AC calls.
So we've had at least, what, 3, 4, 5, 80 degree mm-hmm. days already in April.
Yes.
And then we've had some days where it gets down again into the 30s or the 40s. First of all, my question is that dangerous to the system? Is it dangerous to switch back and forth like that within a couple of days or in some cases a few hours?
So I wouldn't really classify it as being dangerous to the system, but it can be a little bit harder on the equipment, and it's definitely a little bit harder on your wallet. especially when you're running gas heat in the morning and then you're flipping around and you're taking all that air that you paid to heat up. Well, now it's too hot in your house, so now we have to turn the air conditioning on. So now you're paying to decrease the temperature in your house. So, but as far as being hard on the equipment, not necessarily. I mean, definitely a big rule of thumb is if it is below 60 degrees outside, if you cannot run your air mm-hmm. conditioner, unless you have, you know, a really high-end like Infinity system or you have something that's called low ambient control, you probably shouldn't run your air conditioner that low. It can damage the system to do it for really long extended periods of time.
Okay.
Just recommend you, if your allergies can handle it, open a window.
So if it stays below 60, keep the AC off. But again, we've had some days where it's been in the mid-80s already and almost 90 degrees. We've got another text line question. How can you save money without replacing the air conditioner? So I assume this person has an older system that they don't necessarily, it's not time to replace it yet, but they want to run it economically.
Yeah, absolutely. So a handful of things a customer can do, you know, if you're wanting to extend the life of that equipment, save some money on your utility bills. The biggest thing, and it's really easy actually, go around your house and make sure all of your windows are latched. Everyone has, it's really common for us to walk into mm-hmm. homes and the windows are shut, but they're not latched. It's kind of cool to see, especially with a thermal image camera, the difference that makes up on really sealing up that window seal. So number one, check all of that. Number two, close off curtains and blinds. By closing off curtains and blinds, you're going to help kind of keep that nice cool air into the house, and you're not going to have the sunlight beating in, obviously. A couple other things, you know, make sure that whenever you start mowing grass and weed eating, make sure that you're blowing grass clippings away from your air conditioning unit outside. Try really hard not to blow them towards it. What happens if you blow it towards it? Obviously, that stuff gets sucked into the coil. If the coil is dirty, it starts to cut capacity. It starts to make the system run longer. So if you're actually a really good example, the average home has a 3-ton air conditioner, and that's how we kind of measure the size of the equipment, okay? If your outdoor coil is 10% blocked, it actually can drop capacity by 0.5 ton. So you take it from a 3-ton to a 2.5-ton. So what's that going to do? It's going to make the system run longer on those hot days, and it's not going to run as efficient. It's not designed to run that way. So definitely keep those grass clippings away from it. Let's see here. Save money if they're replacing your AC. I mean, also utilizing a smart control, a smart thermostat. I don't necessarily want to say that it would be a programmable thermostat, but I want something in the house that has smart technology built into it. Like, such as, for example, what we use is the Ecobee. With the Ecobee thermostat, you can set your schedule up in there to where your temperature goes up and down throughout the day, but it actually looks at the outdoor temperature, and it looks at kind of the algorithm that is developed for your house to decide whether it makes more sense to keep it set at one temperature all day long versus raise to 74, 75 degrees throughout the day and then drop that temperature whenever you get back. By utilizing that smart technology, you can save up to 20% on your utility bills.
You mentioned the coil, and if the coil is 10% blocked, that costs you a 0.5-ton capacity. How do you test the coil? How do you know if that coil is running wide open, or is that something you have to call a technician out to test?
So you can look at it visually. A lot of times, like air conditioners, they have kind of fins to where it's not super easy to be able to tell. But if you shine a flashlight up on the outside of that coil, and if you see any kind of blockages on there, it's time to get a service technician out there to clean that up.
So you can test it. You can eyeball it to see if it's clogged. But if you do have a problem, if there's something blocking it, you need to call a technician.
Yes. Yep. Okay. I would recommend it. Now, and also, too, and we've actually had customers taking advantage of this feature. If you're on the fence, you don't know whether you need the coil cleaned or not, shoot us a picture of your air conditioner to the 598-9030 number. We can take a look at it in the office, and from there we'll be able to tell you whether you need to have a service technician or not. And it'll be real honest. I'm not trying to send a service tech to every single house. If it needs it, we'll recommend that. If it doesn't need it, we're going to tell you you're good for a couple of months.
All right, 598-9030, that's the number. That's the Morgantown number, 301-857-9030. The number in Maryland for advanced heating and cooling. Okay, so this texter wants to extend the life of his or her current equipment, try to save a little money, run it as economically as possible. How much can a new system save somebody in terms of their cooling bills this summer? How much more efficient can you make their system by replacing it?
Yeah, so let's say... Okay, most of the systems that we're replacing right now are between about 15 and 20 years old. They're kind of in that age range there, and they are, it's no surprise in Morgantown, there was a housing boom 15, 20 years ago. Everyone knows that most contractors, when they build your house, they want to put the cheapest equipment they possibly can in, so they put in very budget-conscious units, not very efficient. They're in that kind of 10 to maybe 12 SEER range. Let me back up a little bit. SEER rating, SEER stands for Seasonal Energy Efficiency Ratio. Basically, what that means is for every dollar's worth of electricity that you feed your air conditioner, how long can it stretch that dollar before it asks for another dollar? With these 10 and 12 SEER units, that's not very efficient. Our minimum SEER efficiency that we can actually put in now is a 14 SEER unit. So to switch from a 10 SEER to a 14 SEER unit, customers are going to see, you know, roughly about a 10 to a 12-15% decrease in your utility bill. So going from budget unit to budget unit. If you jump up into the mid-tier, the 16-17 SEER outdoor units, or even, you know, the really high-end equipment, you know, in that 18 to 20 SEER range, or even some of these other systems and some of these systems that we're installing right now up to that 26 SEER range, we're talking about cutting your electricity bills almost in half to cool your house. Those are big savings. A lot of times, what customers can actually do, they can take that utility savings that they're seeing every month, they can roll that right into the loan that they may have taken out to install their air conditioner. So really, they're saving money on the equipment. They're utilizing the 0% APR for 60 months, and you're able to kind of move those energy savings straight over into the loan for the system.
Okay, something to think about there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the newer the system, the more efficient the system is. Here's another text question. What should I do if my air conditioner freezes?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This happens.
That probably only happens when it's 100 degrees, right?
No doubt. It's kind of funny how we see it fluctuate. So it'll freeze up like this time of year when it's, honestly, it's a little bit too cold to be running on a day like today. It was 45 degrees when I walked in here this morning. Please don't. If anyone has their air conditioner
turn it off.
Please stop. If it freezes. So that's one of the really common questions that we do get asked a lot. The biggest thing is if you see ice outside, which is 9 times out of 10, that's where people see it. And even how that call comes into the office is, okay, my air conditioner is frozen outside. Here's the reality of it. If you see ice outside, it actually started freezing inside. So you have a big evaporator coil sitting over top of your furnace, a big A coil that sits up there. If you see ice outside, you have taken that evaporator coil, and there could be anywhere from 1 inch to 6 inch thick ice all across that evaporator coil up there. Immediately, what you need to do is at your thermostat, turn the system off, turn your fan to the on position, and also get every bath towel that you have in the house, get it placed down around the unit. When that ice falls out, it's going to drop more water than what the drain line is going to be able to handle. Very, very important, especially if you have a lot of houses have, you know, a mechanical room right in the center of a finished basement area. Get some towels put down, get some towels put on the floor. It's going to help soak up as much of that water as it can. Expect that process to last between about an hour to an hour and a half. Kind of how we can tell without tearing the system apart if it's still frozen or not. If there's still water running down the drain, if there's still water overflowing out of the equipment, it's still frozen. Do not turn it on yet. In the meantime, so while you're waiting on this thing to thaw out, the number one reason why air conditioning systems freeze is actually due to lack of airflow, due to the biggest culprit, dirty air filter. Check that immediately. Go ahead and get that air filter replaced after it thaws out. Mm-hmm. And then one of the other more common issues, and this actually kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, how can you save money without replacing your equipment? One of the other big issues is a lot of people turn registers off in the house. There was kind of that old adage that I don't need to heat or air condition rooms that I'm not in. So we walk into houses that may have 20 supply vents in them, but 10 of them are closed off. Well, that system is designed to have air flowing out of 20 of those. Typically what I tell customers is 1 to 2, maybe 3 vents shut off in the house. Please don't shut off any more than those. You're not saving any money. You're actually doing damage to the equipment. You're also raising your utility bills because now I have this warm, hot bedroom right in the middle of the house. Well, every time the system kicks on, it's still sucking air out of that room through the return duct. So now I have a room in the middle of the house that it's pulling 80-degree air versus rooms on the edges of the house where I'm pulling 70. It just doesn't mix well with the equipment. So if there's anything anyone can take away from the show today, stop turning off vents and registers, please. If you want to turn a few of them off in your basement to keep it from being freezing cold down there, I totally get it. I understand. I've got 2 vents in my own house that are closed off all summer long. So 1 to 2, up to maybe 3 if your system's large enough, turn those off. But that can actually – turning off a bunch of vents can cause the air conditioner to freeze.
Okay. And, again, air filter, that's always – one of the things that people need to take from this show, change your air filter. Is there a different type of air filter you should use when the air conditioner is running compared to when the furnace is running, or are there universal? I mean, I use a universal air filter, but can you help your efficiency by the different types of air filters?
That's a really good question. Honestly, I've never thought about it, but it may not be a bad idea, especially if you're not utilizing like an electrostatic air filter or anything like that. That may not be a bad idea to kind of in the springtime when we're in the middle of allergy season right now, to kind of bump up the quality of the air filter for the first couple months, just to kind of help trap some more of those allergens mm-hmm. and some of those dust particles that are being stirred up the first part of the year. I don't recommend running the ultra high efficient, like the expensive air filters at Lowe's and Home Depot. Don't run those. They actually do more harm
really?
Than good to the system. Yeah, they're way too restrictive. Hmm. They're way, way too restrictive. That's another big thing that causes air conditioners to freeze. I have probably, in 12 years, I bet I've run 20 to 30 no air conditioning service calls. And it's kind of ironic. Like, I walk in, one of my first questions, okay, when's the last time you replaced the air filter? Oh, I put a new filter in it last week. Great.
What kind?
Did you notice problems after you put that new filter in there? Yeah, I did. 20 to 30 times at least, I've walked down and I've seen the really expensive, the really thick pleated 1-inch filters from Lowe's. And I always show the customer, we'll put thermometers in the supply, thermometers in the return. We'll see that supply air temperature is cold enough for that air to freeze to. I'll pull that filter out of it and we'll watch that supply air temperature go up and the system stop freezing. But I think you could get away with something, you know, maybe not your basic tier in the springtime, but maybe upgrade it just a little bit, kind of go to that medium efficiency 1-inch filter. Let's catch some of those allergens at the beginning of the year. And then and then as we go into the heat of the summer, I want something less restrictive.
Thinner, or what's the best way to describe?
So if you're, as far as consumer grade filters, you know, my recommendation is like the Filtrete Basic. So if you walk into Lowe's, you'll see that basic tier in there. It's red and white. That's my go-to for a consumer grade. Maybe that next tier level up, which I believe they're like a gray and white. Mm-hmm. They're not. They're kind of in that mid-tier price point. I want to say they're $25, $30 a piece, something like that. Maybe step up to those during allergy seasons, and then don't ever go any higher than that.
Okay.
Now, if you're looking for better air purification systems, we have a handful of systems that can filter as well as those really big restrictive ones I'm telling everyone not to use. We have systems that can filter as good as that, but have the static pressure, like the air still flows through it, as good actually as the very cheap, very basic, like the horsehair, like the green hairstyle filters that kind of keep rocks out. We offer things like that as well, too.
All right, that's very, very good information about air filters. All right, we're on a roll, so let's just keep going. Allergies, it's here. Obviously, wash your car, go park it somewhere where there's trees, and you'll come back, it'll be yellow. It'll be covered in pollen. So allergy season, we got about 3 or 4 minutes here. I know we could do a whole show on this, but allergy season is here. What can you do to improve your indoor air quality?
So some things that the customer can do without adding any products to increase the indoor air quality in their homes. Kind of goes back to that. Make sure those windows are latched. Run your fan in the on position. So switch your fan switch from the auto to the on position on your thermostat. What that's going to do is I'm going to keep the air moving through the house. If I'm moving air through the house, I'm running it past that air filter down in the system, and I'm capturing some of those particles down there. Now, obviously, we do offer products that are great for allergens. Even to use my house, for example, and we were talking about this before the show, I have pretty bad allergies. My son has really bad allergies. This morning was a great example. We both woke up. We felt fine. None of us had any of the no allergy effects. We both walked out on the porch, and neither one of us could breathe. Like, we just immediately wanted to turn around and go back in the house because of these Pure Flow products that we have in our house.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the allergy situation, is spring the worst time? Does it get better or get worse when the temperatures go up? Obviously, the humidity is a problem for people in their breathing once the full-fledged summer arises.
I think you hit the nail on the head with that. As everything kind of stops blooming, we have this big bloom right here in spring. It's really, really bad. And then you hit the nail right on the head with, then you roll into June, July, August. Now you're adding humidity on top of that. So this is a very interesting climate that we live in.
Yeah, again, and like I said before, it's a place where sometimes you have to use your heater in the morning and your air conditioner in the afternoon. You wake up, it's 40. In the middle of the afternoon, it's 85.
Exactly.
I mean, we've had some days like that, and it's only April, so that's incredible. Mm-hmm. All right, a lot of great information today. Josh has been with us from Advanced Heating and Cooling. You can reach Advanced at 598-9030. That's the Morgantown number. And the Maryland customers can call 301-857-9030. And those are text and call numbers,
text
correct?
Text and call numbers, yep.
Okay. And, again, it's Administrative Assistance Day, so Happy Administrative Assistance Day.
Happy Administrative Assistance Day to all of those professionals out there. This world could not work without you. Thank you for all you do.
Absolutely. All right. Great information again, Josh. We appreciate your time. Again, give Advanced Heating and Cooling a call at 598-9030 in Morgantown in West Virginia, 301-857-9030 in Maryland. That's Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday on WHAR.